Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, we are working our way through 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the great passage of Scripture dealing with love. And we're at verse 4 today, where it says, "Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up." You know, one of the characteristics of God's love in our hearts and lives, and I think it's important for us to bring that point out, because the word here, charity, is the word agape. It's the word love. And it has the thought and idea here that it comes from God through us. We are a channel. And if we want to know whether we're truly loving others like we ought to, we have to look at these characteristics. This is the standard that's given to us in God's Word, that we might be able to know and understand whether our love is real or whether our love is fake, if it has truth in it or if it's missing truth in it. Charity suffereth long. In other words, it's long-suffering. It goes the extra mile. I grew up in an era where they used to come out and check your oil in your car when you went to the gas station, wash your window. Sometimes they would hand mints and candies to the kids in the back seat. I really liked those gas stations when I was growing up. But then the self-service came out. And boy, everybody was all excited about self-service. And guess what happened to full service? It was gone. And so now you have to check everything yourself. And it's not as fun, is it? When you used to sit in the car and they would just open your hood, check all your fluids and fill your gas up and, give little treats to the kids. Like, now you have to go inside now because the receipt thing's not working and you got to pick up, love is long-suffering. It goes the extra mile. It's kind. It's not mean. May I say that again? Love is not mean. Somehow we get the idea that meanness is associated with love. No, sometimes you have to get on. You have to exercise charity, but it's not in a mean way. Don't associate meanness, because the Bible says, not Todd Brainerd, Bible says it's kind. Charity envieth not. It's not envious of other people. It rejoices when somebody gets something wonderful or nice. It's not, I wish I could get that. You don't know what love is. Thank you. You don't know what love is. You rejoice with those that have something great that happens with them. We're rejoicing today because we have the pig. Okay? That means Mr. Woods is still with us. Amen? But we every year we get to see the pig, and we're rejoicing today. We're not envious that he has all this money that he's turning in, to us in that regard. But not only that, charity vaunteth not itself. It doesn't push itself up to the front. That's what it says. It doesn't try to pole vault its way up in front of everybody else. And then finally, it's not puffed up. It's not lifted up with pride. God's love is very practical. It's very practical. It's not filled with all the garbage of this world. It's genuine love. And that's the kind of love I'm to have for you. And it's the kind of love you're to have for me. And it's the kind of love that we're to demonstrate in a wicked, wicked world that knows absolutely nothing about what? Love, true love.